Welcome to The Great Food Debate, a podcast to show you where to eat, drink, and more in Central Ohio. I'm Abby Armbruster, a page designer with This Week Community News, and I'm also the host of this show. Since July is National Ice Cream Month, it's perfect time to talk about ice cream. Where should you go to get the most delicious ice cream in Columbus? Our panelists are here to share the answers. Joining me today are...
Lisa Proctor, Associate Editor at This Week Community News.
Hi, I'm Jim Fisher. I'm the Arts Editor at Columbus Alive Magazine.
Hi, I'm Julie Miller from What Should We Do Today, Columbus.
And our special guest today is...
Jenny Brittenbauer, the founder of Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream. I promise this is not a commercial. I love ice cream so much, not just mine.
Well, and Jenny, we were going to ask, we typically ask people, you know, what makes you an expert on ice cream, but I think we know your answer. So I figured we could start with you, a couple of questions about ice cream and your expertise for us plebeians here who don't know everything about ice cream. So I know that obviously you're the founder, but you also come up with the new flavors. So how does that process work for you?
First of all, you don't have to know anything about ice cream to love all ice cream and any ice cream and all of that. And it's one of the greatest, the thing that makes it such a great joy. But yes, I have devoted my entire life to the study of ice cream and in the way that we bring flavor forward. And so if we want to make a really great flavor of ice cream, which we do because that's the art and fun of it, we also have to be very aware of the science behind that flavor and how it unfurls. And that is the most fun puzzle to me. And I think where our ice cream sort of shines a little bit differently than others, but and where I spend probably most of my time is in the kitchen talking and thinking like a molecule in that matrix.
Sure. And do you try
the boring stuff about ice cream?
Right. Do you try and roll out a certain number of new flavors every year, or how does that work?
We do, and I can go way overboard as you can imagine on all that. So I can get we've been up to like 85 flavors in a year before.
Oh my gosh!
I think just last year it was something like 65. I mean, it's too many often, and so we're really trying to. I'm trying to focus and focus more on getting it right as perfect as we can possibly get it and the way we wanted to. Mm-hmm. Over the quantity of flavors this
sure.
year. And so we're probably at 45 flavors this year.
Oh my gosh.
It's a lot.
And we're 6 months in.
Well, no. That's
for
what we're going to be
year.
Doing. Yeah, I'm already developing for 2019.
Okay, gotcha. Holy cow. And how do you decide when it's time to retire a flavor? We have a coworker who loves your blackstrap praline and is very sad that he can't get it anymore.
Yeah, so there is of course, you're voting every time you order an ice cream. I think that's true of any ice cream shop on the planet. And we and all ice cream makers will say this, listen deeply to our customers. It's the fun part about doing what we do. Mm-hmm. But the other fun part about doing what we do is that sometimes we get to choose as well. And so we get a couple of, cards to play in that throughout the year as well. So there are some flavors that I just love that I'm very stubborn about and that I'll just continue to push. Flavors like blackstrap, that was such a great one. It comes back every once in a while, but it's not the most popular. And we'll bring it back here and there during winter. I am... also kind of one of the reasons that I wrote my book was to answer these questions because I can now always say I will give you the recipe. So even if the recipe in its exact form is not in my book, I mm-hmm. will send people how to freestyle the recipes in my book to make whatever flavor they're craving. So that helps get me off the hook a little bit.
So we'll put him in the kitchen, then, our coworker who
yeah,
loves that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, just it is in the book, but yeah.
Okay. And how often can you be spotted at a local Jenny's here in Central Ohio?
At least once a week.
Oh, great. Okay. So people can see you out in the wild.
I mean, peak season once a week. Yeah. I love standing in line. I'll often be the one in the ball cap and glasses, right? you won't know it's me. I mean, you know, sometimes you will because I wear bright shoes or something.
Yeah.
But yeah. I just love to listen to people online because, you know, the line, and this is true just of the experience of getting ice cream. I grew up in the Midwest, and that's what you do. Mm-hmm. Stand in line, meet people. I'm like, you will never meet a bad person in my line.
Yeah.
Or any ice cream line. Like you can just stand in line and listen to the conversations around you, and that's part of the fun. You know, the actual, you know, eating an ice cream cone takes about 10 minutes. So the whole experience is bigger than that.
Sure.
The whole experience is, you know, is being a part of that community moment.
Mm-hmm. And how often are you walking into other competitors' ice cream shops and tasting whatever they're making up?
I literally never do. I never
really?
Do. I very, very rarely do. I do. Dairy Queen is on my way home, so every once in a while from my childhood, I'm still a big fan of a Dairy Queen cone, and Crunch Coat is my jam. So
oh, sure.
I do that. Sometimes if I'm at a restaurant that serves an ice cream, I will have it because, I don't know. Like, I just do that. And it doesn't have to be mine at all, and I just am in it for the joy of it or whatever. But
sure.
But yeah, I really seek out. In fact, I often close off any outside inspiration, especially during peak season.
Oh, okay. I'm surprised to hear that, but that's great.
But that's why it's so cool, because I'm such an ice cream advocate, too, that I love to hear everybody's experience everywhere.
Sure, sure. And do people say, you need to go to this restaurant and try this ice cream? Or
yeah, or this ice cream shop, or this ice creamery, or whatever. And I kind of keep in touch with that or whatever, and it's great, and I love to hear that. And then at some point, I'll make my way over, probably. But
sure. And I know you travel to every opening of all the stores nationwide, so when you're doing that, you don't seek out other ice cream
Never.
Shops in the area?
Wow. Well, so I will also explain, I've been making ice cream for 23 years. I can look at an ice cream and tell you basically what's in it. I mean, I can tell if it's made with stabilizers, I can tell roughly about the amount of air that's in there, I can look at it and really tell just pretty closely how much butterfat's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And often in the way that they talk about it, in the way they whether they're using real ingredients or more flavorings or what it is. So having done this for so long, I can taste it in my mind. I
uh-huh.
know that sounds crazy, and but this is, I have been singularly focused on this for my entire life,
sure.
more than half of my entire life.
Right.
So I have a very vast memory bank of how things taste, feel, look, all of that.
And when was the last time that you had a grocery store brand ice cream in your freezer?
Well, you know what? I do that. I do. Because we're selling our ice cream in grocery store now. So that
sure.
is relatively new in our company. And so that is something that I need to make sure that we are living up to the promises we're making our customers and also our team. And so that's just, so I've had lots of them, especially in the non-dairy category.
Oh, sure.
I still love Häagen-Dazs ice cream. I still think that it's, if you're in the artisanal category and you're making kind of expensive ice cream, because it takes a lot to do it, and you're not making it at least as good or better than Häagen-Dazs, probably you need to be a little better because it's a lot. At least you have to believe that. I mean, you have to, then you got a lot of work to do. So,
sure.
So I do, I have... If you open up my freezer, there's a few in there.
Uh-huh. And I know you have two kids, so do they ever say, Mom, I really want a Klondike? And you have to say, guys, I make ice cream for a living? Or?
I mean, right now there's like whatever was on sale at probably, I guess, Giant Eagle, because my mother went shopping for me, and it was like two boxes of whatever ice cream bars are in there. And it's beautiful. My kids love ice cream. They love our ice cream. They love a lot of ice cream.
Do you purposely keep Jenny's in your freezer at home, or do you purposely...
Oh, there's tons of Jenny's in my freezer at home. Because, the other thing is that once you make an ice cream and pack it into a pint, the way that home freezers fluctuate is part of our testing. And
oh.
so just using ice cream, just taking it out of the freezer, taking a scoop out of it, forgetting about it for a while on accident, putting it back in the freezer, and then seeing how it refreezes. We don't use stabilizers, emulsifiers, or thickeners, so we're really just working with the power of milk proteins to do that work for us. And it's a new way of making ice cream that we sort of created. And... it's still an experiment.
Sure.
Which is
sure.
part of the fun for me. So definitely putting my ice cream through a lot. Rigorous testing.
Sure.
At home by eating it.
And then one last question before we get all the panelists back in here. What local restaurants do you miss when you are out traveling across the U.S.?
I miss so many here. I miss so many restaurants. I live off of Kara's food over at Little Eater. It's like what keeps me in check. And I love it. And on multiple levels, like my family can go there and like not worry about what we get. But also we get our vegetables in, and then it also keeps me in check for, for eating as much ice cream as I do. But lots of them. I mean, I miss Brassica. Brassica is somewhere that I eat a lot because I love all of their flavors going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
I miss the city when I'm gone, and I feel that I am in a way just like an ambassador and a representative of this place, and I take Columbus with me, and so I'm often finding myself like, oh man, this place has like a lot of hype, wherever I'm at, but it doesn't live up to this in my city. You know what I mean? Like I'm often comparing it, and ready to get back whenever I'm out.
Sure. And then just a quick question for our panelists. When you are going to Jenny's, what flavor are you typically picking when you go in? Lisa, let's start with you.
Well, what I'm really loving is the salty peanut butter with the chocolate flakes.
That's cream of peanut butter, too. That's a good butter. And they like puree that super fine for us. Mm-hmm.
It's just a wonderful balance. I noticed that the chocolate comes through and the peanut butter. Oh, just.
That's part of like, so we evolved.
I loved that.
And I got into the crunchy chips for a long time. I was not into those, and then like something hit me and I flipped and I went to the crunchy chips, and so you kind of go back and forth as an ice cream maker, but that's where I'm at now. But that flavor is pretty fun, rich. You could eat it for dinner.
Jim, I could eat the whole pint.
Yeah, right.
Jim, what do you typically pick?
Jenny, you're going to have to help me with the name, because all I can think of is like my hedge out in front of my house. But there's a Brambleberry
or something.
Crisp. Yeah, okay. So that's probably my choice when I'm at a Jenny's.
Yeah, that's the blackberries will be up in July. Mike Hirsch grows those blackberries for us, and we use that in a mixture of other berries, but just tons of those. And so it's really fun to get out there and go on the freshest in Chillicothe, and one of our favorite farms who grows strawberries for us also. But we make a lot of that jam every year.
Cool.
And then, Julie, what about you?
Ever since I moved to Columbus, which was about 10 years ago, I'm obsessed with sampling like as many flavors as I can, but I can't keep up. And as many flavors as there are, I still fall back to getting the darkest chocolate with salty caramel.
Those are solid choices.
Classic.
You know, both of those flavors I've worked so hard on over the years. The dark chocolate took me about 5 years to get right. Mm. And when you put it up against anybody's chocolate, it's just
so
ice cream makers mostly start with an ice cream base and then you add chocolate to it, which kind of dilutes the chocolate. Mm. And you really have to come at that from a completely different viewpoint if you want to make that sort of chocolate maker's chocolate ice cream, because you can't fit enough chocolate into ice cream without making it dried out. Mm. So anyway, it's a solid choice. It took a long time to figure that out. And salty caramel is just a labor of love. There's no other way to put it for us.
Yes, the best.
Well, and
thank you guys.
This podcast is all about celebrating local businesses. So of course, Jenny, we know you love your ice cream and it's number one in your mind, but other than Jenny's, where are you typically going for ice cream as your second choice?
Other than Jenny, well, I mean, you know, I do on the way home go to Dairy
Queen. Yes.
Well, you know, I act like I don't go to other shops. That's not really true, because now I'm thinking about it. Like, I mean, I have my order at other shops. Like Johnson's, I'm a hot fudge sundae. I'm like, I go to Johnson's for a hot fudge sundae, and I love it. And like, that's what I do. Grater's, I go for a banana split.
Oh.
Like, that's it for me. And it's always with black raspberry chip, which is also the ice cream that I'll order if it's on the menu somewhere.
Yes,
you know
yes.
what I mean? So, I have my order, at different places or whatever, but. Mm-hmm.
And then Julie, where is your favorite place to go in Columbus?
Well, right now, my current favorite is Dulce Vita Ice Cream Factory, which is on West Broad Street. And we recently moved to Westgate, so we've been exploring the West Side ice cream shop. So it's a Mexican ice cream shop with paletas and aguas frescas, and they have hand-dipped ice cream, but I'm really like stuck on the Oreo paleta.
Ooh,
yeah.
That sounds
yum.
Great.
Yeah.
That's not next to Taco Loco, is it?
No.
Okay, there's a great paleta shop right next to that, but I don't know what it's called. But
is that Diamonds?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's Diamonds, yeah. And their paletas are really
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, what's your pick?
Obviously, there's a lot of great choices, and I'm probably not all that picky as far as selection. If it's ice cream, and I'm probably going to eat it. But if you don't mind a little bit of a drive, head north into Delaware. Ollie's Fine Ice Cream is probably the best ice cream I've ever had in my whole life. Dale and Denise do a real nice job up there. It's basically a house. You go in what would be the like a receiving room or a living room or something like that, and that's where the counter is with the freezer, and lots of great flavors at Ollie's, and I'll get into those if we have an opportunity to do so later.
Sure. All right, and Lisa.
I'm going to make a stand for Grater's. It's one place that was close to Capital University where I went to school. And, you know, throughout the years, it's been a great gathering place, whether we've had, you know, class reunions or going there around a concert. And, you know, I really like the balance. You know, that's one of the things I think they do well. They have some different flavors like cinnamon, pumpkin. The you know they have the Buckeye Blitz, which feeds my chocolate urge that I crave. The cookie dough, and I really do like the fact that they have nice sizable pieces. You know, like when you get a mint chocolate chip, you are getting a chunk of chocolate. You know, and it, like it just really is a good ice cream, a good blend of different flavors. They have a peach, you know, of course, in the summertime. And, you know, that's just one of my favorite places. I also like Johnson's. You mentioned mm-hmm. Johnson's. And, you know, I think they have a real nice, smooth ice cream. And, again, some of their flavors are interesting. The butter pecan is one of my favorites at Johnson, but I'm making a stand.
That Grater's over there is a great location. Like, I love that old pharmacy location, yeah. too. That's just, I mean, yeah. because I'm such a history person, I love that they didn't change that facade very much.
Right, exactly.
It gives you that old mm-hmm. soda shop mm-hmm. feel, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. That sort of ice creamy, yeah.
Well, it's kind mm-hmm. of like Jenny was saying earlier about the experience.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, that's part of it, that, you know, that whole, you know, coming together, you know, who's here, at, you know, who's waiting in line, and, you know, what kind of things do you hear, and it's that whole experience.
And you are listening to The Great Food Debate. When you walk into a new ice cream shop that you've never been to, what flavor are you most likely to try for your first time? Jenny, let's start with you.
Well, I would I hope that they would just have a sweet cream, and that would be my thing, way farther, more than vanilla, because sweet cream is, well, and many ice cream shops do, is the sort of... just because it's all about dairy. I mean, if it's dairy ice cream, that's what it's about first. And those, that dairy flavor is so, to me, the most important thing about it. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it's, you know, it's the sort of slow progression.
And if you do walk into some place where they have sweet cream, are you getting toppings? Are you just doing just a scoop of sweet cream, or
would taste the sweet cream and then decide if, you know, if it's a really, really good sweet cream, then licking a sweet cream ice cream, just the cone, just having a scoop of it on a cone is one of the greatest pleasures, I think, that there is. And then the next thing I'm going to probably is what they're known for mm-hmm. and what they're really proud of.
That's a good answer. And Julie, what about you?
I will gravitate towards a peanut butter and chocolate combination. So that's always going to be, you know, the Buckeye flavor at Grater's. I love peanut butter and chocolate.
All right. And Jim?
It will depend on mood. And then, as Jenny sort of pointed out, maybe I'll ask for a recommendation from the staff, the stuff that they think is either particularly good that they themselves like, or that they've had a lot of customers will come back in and request on a regular basis. So, yeah, something that they're known for. But my taste, probably, it's going to either be a dark chocolate if I'm in sort of a... you know, like a desserty kind of mood, and then otherwise a berry thing, blueberry, blackberry flavor. If I'm in sort of a mood for, it depends on whether I want a cake or a pie, you know, for my ice cream that day.
That's true. All right, and Lisa?
I would probably just go with the basic chocolate to begin with. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, I think that's kind of safe. And it is one of the ones that I really started loving when I was little. You know, that was kind of the first, you know, taste that I really gravitated to, you know, when I was small and running out and getting treats from the yummy man who came. So, you know, but then it progressed to some of the other things, you know, I mean, a mint and, you know, as I said, going into cinnamon and, you know, now I've, you know, I've tried some with peppermint stick. So I'm, you know, I have, you know.
What about pickled mango?
Oh, I tried that.
Well, it's in our lineup right now, and it is fantastic. I mean, it's like a cheesecake ice cream with like a pickled mango sort, but it's amazing. It is actually really wonderful, but a fun one also to lick from. I have a question. Mm-hmm. When you get your ice creams, you may already have this on your
sure.
list, but I am really curious because as you guys are saying your flavors, I'm imagining what cone I'm putting it on. You know what I mean? Like, and so do you have cone preferences? Because like for chocolate, I have a very specific one, but anyway,
I love waffle cones.
Okay. Yep. I do too. We have a new one. I've been working on it for like a decade. Buttercrisp waffle cone that's coming out this like in a couple of weeks, which I'm really excited about. But I'm a waffle cone person too, but not always, not with every flavor. Mm-hmm. And what about you, Jim? What are you?
You know what? I'm probably getting it in a dish with a spoon.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Am I safe? Safe.
Yeah.
I'm on a mission to get everybody eating off of a cone this year.
It will depend. If I'm walking around, or if I'm in a situation where I'm not going to be, like, let's say I'm getting in a car, I'm probably not getting a dish with a spoon, right? I'm probably getting it in a cone.
Oh, because you're driving.
Because I'm driving. Yeah. And
I'm like, you sit in your car and like eat the ice cream. Like.
Oh no, I'm driving, and so probably not.
Don't have stick
with a spoon. Really, that could be tragic. But anyway, and I would hate to have something tragic while I'm eating ice cream.
Yeah, right. Yes. And what about you? Are you a cone person?
I do like cones. So if it's soft serve, like McDonald's soft serve or Dairy Queen soft serve, I want it in the cake cone.
Yeah.
But if it's like gourmet ice cream, I like waffle cones.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good.
Waffle cones rule.
Yeah. For me, when I have a milk chocolate, I'm a wafer cone. Milk chocolate and wafer. It reminds me of like an Italian candy bar I had one time with like rice paper on it. I don't know. There's something about it. All of our like any sherbet, I'm a wafer cone. I love wafer cones. But then sugar cones are good for sometimes, you know, especially when you're in fall. And it just goes in. And then, of course, waffle cones. Like, I don't know. It's like on Sundays, I'm like going to splurge on waffle cones. I don't know what it is, but, you know. But the idea for me, licking a cone is like it sucks you into the moment. Like, I mean, there's not many things that do that. It makes you slightly vulnerable because you know that if you're not paying attention, it's going to melt all over you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Versus a bowl where you have command.
Yes.
You know, so it actually is really fun to get across from somebody and like both order cones, especially somebody you don't know very well, or if you have a crush on them. And then, you know, you have to eat your cone and pay attention. And man, it like alerts all your senses. There's a really special thing that happens with cones. So mm-hmm. Have I convinced you yet? No. Okay.
I just think it's a way to sort of savor it.
I mean, too.
You know, in a way that you kind of, you know,
yeah.
I think it makes you think about the flavor.
Oh, it absolutely does. And you go from like hard to like medium, and then it's like melted at the bottom. And it's like almost like you go through the stage with it or something.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I have two kids who are 3 and 6. So they are now, you know, when you're little, you make them get it in a bowl. Well, now they want cones, but it's almost a nightmare because they lick like the tiniest little mm-hmm. lick and it's like melting down their arms. So I'm still kind of like panicking when I think about cones.
I'm apparently still little.
A disaster. Yeah.
And my parents just won't let me get a cone. They just want me to have.
Well, there's no right answer.
So I don't make
or wrong.
Yeah.
If you are going to get ice cream, I just had this experience a couple weekends ago. What line will you wait in, or what line, or how long will the line be if you're like, okay, this is not worth it, I'm going somewhere else? I unfortunately wanted some of the rolled ice cream, which I know is a big trend, and the line was out the door and around the block, and I just thought, not worth it. Not worth it. So has that ever happened to you? Lisa?
No, I think I would probably stand in just about any line. If I really was that hungry, you know, I'm one that really, you know, enjoys and said my ice cream. And, you know, if I was, you know, I was at the location already,
Even if it's a 30-minute wait?
I would be invested.
You're in it to win it. You don't care what it takes. Jim, when are you saying heck no?
Only if I'm short on time. I won't choose to not wait in a line if I'm not pressed to be somewhere else at a certain time. So if I'm out and it's, you know, the capper on an evening, or maybe you're getting some ice cream before you go to a movie or something like that, then I could see, you know, maybe not waiting in a line. But if the goal was to let's go get ice cream, I'm getting ice cream.
You guys are far more dedicated than I am, apparently. Julie, what about you?
I think if I was specifically going to a place to get ice cream, then I would wait there. It would also depend on, again, whether or not my kids were with me.
Yes,
how long
you're here.
I have to wait. Yeah. So if it's just like we're walking along and it's like, oh, should we get ice cream? And it's a really long line, we'd probably keep walking with the kids. But
so I know, you know, I'm very
like
aware.
You've ever waited
know,
in a
right?
line ever.
Yeah. Oh, I am. Right.
But, but I'm Jenny.
Yeah, I walk straight
get out
the
of
front.
My way.
Yeah. I love waiting in our line. But, you know, I know when the busy times are and when they're not. And that's basically the same for every ice cream company. And so I'm a big advocate of going at 2 o'clock on a Saturday,
off hours,
4 o'clock on a Saturday, and the line is shorter. And like, it's, I mean, so that's the only time I would go. That's not really true. I mean, I do like to get out there, but Saturday night, probably not. But yeah, a Wednesday evening in the summer, it's great. Grandview Avenue is so, you know, happening, and it's fun, or any of these streets or whatever. And that's part of the fun or whatever. But also, don't forget that when they're not busy, they're not busy. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? The line is there. When everybody's there, everybody's there. And then there are, you know, Sunday afternoon is a perfect time to go. There's people there, but it's not a line around the block.
Exactly.
And yeah.
That gives me a really quality opportunity to get back into Ollie. ice cream up in Delaware, because it's owned and operated and run, and the ice cream is made by literally just a couple that also, I think, I'm not 100% sure, lives in the house where they actually sell the ice cream. And their hours are limited, so I'm going whenever they're open. And it's one of those deals where you almost have to check Facebook. You know, oh, what are their hours this week, right? Oh, mm-hmm. We're open Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So if there's a line, which occasionally there is, although Delaware probably not as crowded maybe as going to a site in Grandview or someplace like that where you might have to wait in a longer line. Mm-hmm. But it's well worth the effort. So,
and also a gorgeous town to grab a cone, and yeah. I mean, that's part of the fun too, is grabbing a cone or a dish in your case, but having something to look at while you're walking around and getting to know whoever you're with a little bit better. I mean, that is a beautiful, beautiful community to do that with.
They don't have seating in the space.
Good for them, because you know you're supposed to get out and walk around.
So you almost have no choice. Yeah. Well, you do have no choice but to go out.
There you go.
Because usually you're crammed in there trying to sneak past the next batch of people who are coming in.
I went. My birthday was in May, so I went to Jenny's for my free cone. Which, if y'all don't know, you get a free cone at Jenny's on your birthday with your ID.
I learned that from you.
And I ran into one of my other friends who had the same birthday. We were both at Jenny's on Grandview Avenue at like 11:45 in the morning getting our free birthday cone. It was not busy.
Yep,
so that's the time to go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Before lunch.
Before lunch or as lunch?
Well, there you go.
It pretty much turned into lunch, yeah.
A replacement. What is the weirdest flavor you've ever heard of ice cream? I know here locally, we went to Mardi Gras ice cream, which is amazing.
Oh, Mardi Gras is amazing.
With
yes.
Their Indian
See, I
spices.
Like I act like I don't get it. No. I mean, over the years, they're great. They're really great.
Yeah, and I never even would have considered, cardamom or
the rose
cumin
petal is amazing. Yeah,
but yeah. Their flavors make sense. It doesn't seem to make sense on paper, but then tasting it, it makes sense. So that was one thing where I thought, I don't know if this is going to taste right. And now that's where I take people.
Well, and much of theirs is historically based. I mean, they're very much very common flavors in other places of the world. You know, not just willy-nilly throw them together kind of flavors. I mean, they're very well thought out and very beautiful. And talk about balance. I think they really do that well, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is the weirdest flavor you've ever seen, Jenny?
I mean, I can't even. I mean, because, you know, I think I started some of that in so many ways, or like revved it up or something, at least in an ice cream shop setting across the country. And so I've seen some attempts at some pretty silly stuff.
You're taking the blame for that.
Well, I mean, in so many ways. Once I saw somebody soaking like an entire cow femur in an ice cream base, and I just thought, this has gone too far. And it's not that I haven't worked with, you know, I started my ice cream shop at the North Market. So everything, and I was also bored for at least 3 hours a day that nobody was buying ice cream. So everything there at some point went into ice cream. For 8 years I was there on the ground making ice cream and giving samples over the counter and selling ice cream every day. And so at some point salmon went into my ice cream, at some point Chef Elena and I made a veal demi-glace with raspberries, and that went into the ice cream. Okay, and then we realized that wasn't a very good idea, and that nobody really needed that or whatever. But no, there's been some pretty funny ones out there.
Are there any flavors that have just not made it on your menu that you really wanted to but they just did not work out?
Yes. There, you know, most of them. Most of them
most
out of
them.
The thousands that I've created, you know, I mean, most of them have some issues, one issue or another. I mean, one of my favorite ingredients to work with is Lapsang Souchong tea, which is just like a smoky tea. And the great thing about butterfat is that it absorbs scent. And then it melts below body temperature. So as soon as you lick it, it releases that scent into your nose or whatever. But I've just never been able to make it completely work because it can be pretty strong. And that is pretty awful. But the problem with ice cream is that almost anything can taste pretty good in ice cream, or let's say surprisingly not bad is how I like to say it. So, you know, it's like the French fry and the frosting. It's not good.
Yes.
You know, when you're a kid and everybody's like, oh my God, it's so good. They don't really mean it's so good. What they mean is it's shockingly not bad.
Yes.
Wow. And so we have to hold ourselves back. We have to say, like, is this actually really beautiful and really good, or is it just surprisingly not bad? Because in ice cream, I mean, there's this whole thing, you could put Cheetos in ice cream and it makes, you know, and it's like, no, you know, no.
I do know a restaurant that's doing ranch ice cream right now. Not locally, but
no, but yes. that's the kind of stuff I have zero tolerance for.
Yeah.
Not even for a marketing, but you know, that's just me.
Yeah. Julie, do you have a weirdest flavor you've ever seen?
I'm going to call this one a funny flavor, like really hits home for parents. So Cream and Sugar on Sullivan Avenue has a flavor called Exhausted Parent. Okay, so this is what's in it. I had to write it down. It's bourbon spiked espresso ice cream with bittersweet chocolate chips. And I just love that because, I mean, could you just wrap parenthood up into anything else other than that? It's perfect.
And that is adorable. It's worth the trip for sure.
Yes. Oh, and actually, Julie and I are from the same home county, and we at Hartzler's Dairy, they have one called A Trip to the Dentist or something
that.
And it's like every candy and nut and everything else you could ever imagine in ice cream, and it's amazing.
Hartzler's is on my list of things to make sure to mention.
Yes. In Worcester, that's where I'm from.
Absolutely love the Hartzler.
Incredible dairy.
I don't know about a strange flavor, like right off the top of my head, but I will say that with 99-cent surety, I saw it at Jenny's.
That may be true. This year we changed the name of our Ylang Ylang with honeycomb to Nectar Honeycomb, which was huge. So Ylang Ylang is a beautiful flower. They're, you know, we only, like, I have to remind parents that vanilla is a flower too. So you know what I mean? Like the kid wants the lavender because it's purple and I know they're going to love it, but the mom's like, oh, you'll hate this. It won't be you. But so is vanilla. So, but there are so many other flowers out there and ingredients that are so beautiful that we can work with. Anyway, Ylang Ylang is a flower that I love working with. And it's funny how you can twist those things too to make people think something differently about it. And so we did that this year and sold out of it like immediately. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Lisa?
I can't say that, there was a weirdest one, but just one that Jenny spoke to sort of like, you know, shockingly, you know, like you really liked it, is actually one of yours. I tried the whiskey and the pecans, and I was like, I am not a whiskey person. I thought, you put whiskey in ice cream? Who does this? And yet that's one of my favorites. You know, aside from the salty peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
I love the whiskey and pecans.
It's so good. And we work with Middle West Spirits, and they make a concentrate for us because there's only so much alcohol we can put in. Now, I learned this later. You know what I mean? Like, there were a few years there where it was like, we just didn't know what we were doing. Let's just put it that way. But anyway, once we figured that out.
We all long for those days.
I can give you the recipe. That's all right. You can still do this at home. But that's one of the reasons that we think of our company as a fellowship. And I mean fellowship like Lord of the Rings fellowship, where we all come together with our strengths. Middle West brings their strength into this. Middle West Spirits is our local distillery, and they distill an incredible whiskey. But, you know, like when you put water in whiskey, it stretches out the flavor, makes each note more pop out a little bit more.
Right.
And the same thing happens in cream. It's so funny, but they do a concentrate that's lower alcohol for us so that we can actually add a little bit more of it. So thank you for that. I love that. And it's that, you know, I just like to see, you know, it's like whenever I think of a flavor, I think all these people that brought it to life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you were mentioning the pickled mango, and I would think that pickling anything would not go hand in hand with ice cream. Does that turn anybody off?
It turns a lot of people off. But the thing is, we had to decide what to call it. It was a beautiful flavor. We were playing around with it. I had had pickled mango. I love them. Like, and I was like, this is a flavor that deserves to be made. It's really good. And so then it was like, okay, now we have to figure out what to call it. And we just, you know, sometimes it takes a long time to figure out what to call it that's going to like jive with people. And we're like, let's just own it. Just call it pickled mango. Just own it. And then it'll be on how we talk about it. And it's been doing great for pickled, you know, for being called pickled mango. It's the name that's going to throw people off. But it's really just a spiced mango with a little bit of white balsamic. You know, like a jam in there and this sweet cream, sweet cheese ice cream. And it really is delicious.
Well, that's a recommendation for everybody if they want one.
Yeah.
And so let's talk fast food ice cream, like Julie already mentioned McDonald's, and Jenny already mentioned Dairy Queen.
Go on about that too.
Where is one place you're heading for just one ice cream cone? I know my grandfather thought the ice cream cone at McDonald's was the best value for a dollar ever, so that was always his sweet treat.
I remember when they changed it to yogurt, and it was like, no.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And also my hometown of Buellers, which is not here in Columbus anymore, but they always have, you know, two scoops for $1.50, I think, which is the greatest, you know, deal ever. But Lisa, what fast food ice cream are you going to get if you had a choice?
I would probably say Dairy Queen. You know, sometimes I've had the Blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, that would probably be my kind of, you know, just grab and go kind of treat.
What flavor, though?
Oh, I'm not anything.
Oh, my gosh. I have a go-to. You don't have a go-to for Dairy Queen? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I always do Oreo and peanut butter added in, so that's the best combo.
Does fast food ice cream imply soft serve?
Yes, I would say so. I mean, it doesn't
Well, you
have
remember
to be.
G.D. Ritzy's? I mean, remember those guys? And they
that's
had scooped
true.
Ice cream and also amazing
yes.
hamburgers and great french fries?
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
coming
like
back.
Friendly, like
are they actually?
Are there
yeah.
still friendlies around?
I think in other cities.
Yeah, not yeah. here. I don't think so.
But that
I think
was awesome.
Very rare.
I love like a sundae on a plate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Big with
the, big boat.
The, yeah, that's starting mm-hmm. to melt a little bit because it's got the hot
overflow.
Sauce over
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
yeah. And
yes.
Friendly's had the face, right? Didn't
yeah.
they have the cone, the sugar cone that was the hat?
Yeah. Options it's for adorable. Decorations. I love that stuff so
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah. Julie, is there a favorite?
Well, when I was pregnant with my first child, I created McDonald's ice cream cones. And that summer, they were like 59 or 69 cents. So it was bad. But I also really like the ice cream at Chick-fil-A. That's probably
oh.
not even real ice cream. Because they don't even call it ice cream.
It probably isn't, but yeah. I love Chick-fil-A,
yeah.
though.
That ice cream, something about it is so good.
And Jenny, other than Dairy Queen?
I can go on about it. I mean, my Dairy Queen crunch coat, I mean, I used to have when I started Jenny's, I had a red truck, a Chevy S10 pickup from '89, and I had like a toolbox on the back of it, and I would go get a Dairy Queen cone because it didn't have air conditioning. I would like go through the drive-thru and then park, and then get out and sit on my toolbox and eat that crunch coat cone after I had just made ice cream. So like eating ice cream all day, but like I can go. It's too much, but I will say that like when I was a kid, I mean I ate ice cream a lot, and I remember so much about ice cream when I was a kid, and it wasn't even my favorite dessert among desserts. But I still will crave McDonald's strawberry sundae with peanuts on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like that little package of peanuts. But there's like their strawberry sauce with their strawberry ice cream. Like, That's what I do. I mean, yeah. And I have to go through the drive-thru because if somebody like
sees you.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not worried about that at all. Yeah.
See, if I'm going for a quick ice cream, I'm probably going to UDF, which is not.
Oh, that's a dipped ice cream.
Which is
that's
not right. soft serve.
Yeah.
So that's why I asked the question, does not soft serve count as, because to me, that's probably if I'm just, you know, driving somewhere and I just got to stop somewhere for ice cream. I'll pass probably a Dairy Queen. Not that I'm opposed to Dairy Queen, but I'll probably pass a Dairy Queen if I know that I can get to a UDF. So
yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if that counts as
I
fast
say that
food
counts.
Ice cream.
It counts.
Sure. It's in a gas station most of the time,
yeah.
so I think
well, that's yeah. That was my thought. Is
all right. And actually, I do have a fun fact about ice cream. Did you know that the ice cream cone maker was founded here in Columbus? Did you know that, Jenny?
What ice cream cone maker? I'm like, excuse me, what?
What?
Something I don't know about ice cream. No.
Yes. It was created here in 1901, and the machine earned a patent in 1914.
Oh, that's so cool. So which one is it? Do you know?
It was
like
Turnbull.
Like a cone press?
Yes.
Oh, and, that's so interesting.
And it was a company called Turnbull or Trumbull or something.
Yeah.
And now, and then they moved to Cleveland. And anyway, but yes, they were students, I think, at Ohio State. I might be getting this totally wrong now, but it was two friends who now are, you know, came together in Columbus and created this thing and got
there's been a bunch
for
of
it.
Ice cream innovation in this city.
I feel bad for being a dish guy now.
Yes.
Just a little pang of guilt.
It's
got to
be in your blood. It's working.
Pangs of guilt or hunger, I'm not sure which.
All right. Are there any other ice cream shops we did not mention yet that people wanted to bring up? Julie, did we do all this?
How about we look at it from the point of view of sundaes? Because I said that like Johnson's is one of my favorite places for a hot fudge sundae,
sure.
and like Grater's is like the banana split. Even you know, I worked there; I was their first employee in Columbus.
Oh, really?
Proudly, and still know the guys that owned it back then. And and I would just, on my breaks, I would eat a banana split. Like, it was, you know. But anyway, I would love to hear if you have any favorite sort of Sunday things, because I actually like to eat Sundays on Sundays.
Oh.
Mm. I mean, I really do. It's like either champagne or Sundays. And lately, it's just been Sundays, so.
That's not corny at all.
No, I know, but it just happens to be Sunday is like the perfect day to splurge.
It makes sense.
It's like, I'll take a Sunday over brunch.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, if you're splurging on Sunday, I would go get, yeah, an ice cream sundae. Or even make one at home. I do that all the time, too.
Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things I think Johnson does well, are
I do
Sundays.
Too.
That's where I would recommend as far as Sundays. The place that I never have forgotten, though, was when we had a Swenson's that was out.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Eastland Mall.
Yes. I used to go there with my, friends. Mm-hmm.
Those were the best Sundays. The tin roof and the banana split. Oh, you know, you had this giant dish that they put the split it, you know, the banana split.
And it would come out on a plate, which I just still love.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. And a dish on a plate.
Right. And you could choose which, you know, which the ice creams you wanted on and all the toppings. And it was just like, oh my goodness, there's not a calorie in this, is there?
Yeah, no. That's why you have to have it on Sundays. Like, forgo brunch, just go straight to the Sunday.
Yeah. Julie?
So I was talking about my West Side ice cream exploration. So I recently had a place called La Plaza Tapatia. It's a Mexican grocery store, Mexican restaurant, and an ice cream shop all under one roof. So they have this sundae called Tres Marias. It's chocolate and vanilla ice cream on this humongous waffle bowl. It's more like a waffle plate. It's like, it's this big. And then it has whipped cream and chocolate and strawberry sauce. And it's like, it's beautiful for one thing and pretty tasty.
Sounds amazing.
I mean, if I'm at Cuco's, or I'm always getting the like fried ice cream, you know, whatever that whole thing is. And actually, speaking of, I have another ice cream sundae-ish kind of thing, but at Third in Hollywood, they have I don't ever skip dessert there. I don't skip dessert that often anyway, but they do these giant goblets with, like, they'll do like a pecan pie that's warm with some chocolate sauce, warm chocolate sauce, and a scoop of, I think it's Häagen-Dazs vanilla. Mm. And like I always get that when I'm there. It's delicious. So it'd be funny if like a whole bunch of people just go there for that now.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, it's like, man, we've had a really big spike in that. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, and I'm trying to think if there's any place that I've ever been for a sundae. I feel like I always get them at like Dairy Queen at like a peanut butter parfait or something like that. So I really don't try them very often. Now we need to, you know, add to my list. So
I don't know if it's an age thing or if it's just an evolution of the industry thing. But when I was a kid, and generally there were four flavors of ice cream, I was more inclined to do a sundae, I think, because that would add a flavor to the vanilla or add a flavor to the chocolate. Now, because of the way the industry is, and we're already, manufacturers or creators or whatever we want to call them, are making sort of all that already in an ice cream. So maybe I'm just less inclined now to do that just because I can already get a curated selection of flavors right there in a scoop,
right?
Without adding
anything
to it.
I think that's such great insight, and I hadn't thought about it that way. But of course, that makes perfect sense. I mean, sundaes just aren't as popular now as they used to be. Mm-hmm. Still fun to make them at home, and and all of that. But yeah, they're just because the ice creams are just complete, almost already.
It's a sundae, right? You get an ice cream, and it has nuts in it, right? It has some sort of other chocolate. You know, a syrup or a brownie like a peanut butter, like a peanut butter cup or something already in it. Well, that's what you would get on top of it. I guess like the frozen yogurt places, right, would be true, like a sundae, right? Is that is that fair to say? Like if you were to go to Menchie's or someplace like that and then put, I mean, people put all kind of gross stuff on there. I don't know. Gummy worms on frozen yogurt.
No.
I can't even.
You know what? I think Dick Grader said one time, this is years ago, like in the 90s, and I just thought it was so, so perfect and funny about something like that. It was probably one of those marble slab places or whatever. He's like, you don't put gummy bears into a frozen ice cream. Yes. It turns into buckshot. I was like, yes. That was exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're totally right on that, Jim, because thinking about a delicate flavor like a rose, you know, rose water or something, it's like, why would you want to put hot fudge on that or whipped cream on that even? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It would just be, you're masking the flavor that you're going there to get, right?
That's right.
So yeah. We can blame you for that, Jenny.
But have you been to Cookie Dough Creamery in Worthington?
I've only been there once, yeah, where you can actually get cookie dough.
With the cookie dough in your sundae.
Yes, yeah. Yeah. And I've had friends who just get the cookie dough, not even ice cream. Yeah. But to me, you need the ice cream to cut the richness of cookie dough
yeah.
being cookie dough.
They have a cookie dough and ice cream bar.
Yes.
So I really like that combo. It's like, don't trust me to put together the ratio. Like, make it for me all in one nice little package.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that place. Oh, my gosh.
That is a good place.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there any other places we need to mention?
I think we'd be remiss. There's a few interesting places, I think, in Columbus. There's a place in Hilliard called the Little Ice Cream Shop.
Oh, yes.
That hasn't been brought up yet, and maybe just because it hasn't been part of the conversation, but they make really quality ice cream there. That's a good place to stop. I didn't know that there was a Kilwins in Dublin. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's new.
Yes.
But I've been to Kilwins in other parts of the country. And I think they're out of the Detroit area, if I'm not mistaken. But the first time I had Kilwins was in Tennessee. And it's just a neat experience because it's also a candy shop. So there's a lot of other sweets there. They, you know, you can get like a dipped strawberry, or they make confection of different kinds with, you know, with chocolate, or maybe a dipped pretzel or something like that. It's just a neat experience. And the location that I was in was all tile and, vinyl and stuff like that. So again, it had that old time sort of soda shop feel. Everything was white inside, you know, it was just a real, real, real neat. So I think we should mention Kilwins. And then there's a place, in Westerville called Coppa Gelato, which is also really good. So I just throw those out there on the table.
That's right at my house.
I feel like that's a good.
That's
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I feel like that's a really good point that you make too about Kilwins, because I do feel like that's one of the great reasons that we love going for ice cream, that it's such an experience, because you can take a group of people with you and everybody can find something. It's like, and having, you know, spent so many years behind the counter, I know that people almost get to know each other through their choices of flavors. Do you know what I mean? The choices of what they were. I mean, even if you were in Kilwins and you decided you were a strawberry, you know, dipped in chocolate kind of person or whatever, it is like, it becomes a part of how you get to know somebody else better. I mean, it's like, that to me is like what's so amazing about ice cream as an experience beyond just a food or just a, you know, cup of coffee or even like a beer. Do you know what I mean? It's something really special in that way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and right. You find out people don't like chocolate.
Yeah.
And you find out.
Yes. And why?
Right.
And like sometimes it's memories and sometimes it's all different sorts of things, but that's such a fun part of what the whole experience is.
That's true. Yeah. And one other place we didn't mention, but I know everybody at our office loves it, and that's Handles. Because
Handles is awesome, yes.
Yes. I know they're originally from Northeast Ohio, but they do have locations here, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. And their Graham Central station is amazing, and they have ones called Spouse on a House and all these bizarre flavors that are amazing. So, and they're made it in-house, you know, every day. So.
And I'm a huge service person. I think that, you know, I love service so much, and just serving communities and serving, just that's how I lead. That's how I do everything. Handles is really good at service, and mm-hmm. I think that's really an important, just an important distinction as well as their ice cream is really good.
Yes, and probably the best for you for waiting in lines because you can't go inside. It's
that's
all
right.
Window service. So I mean, the the things you overhear, I'm sure, are perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is that it? Everybody got everything that they wanted to say out. as always, yes. As always, we want to hear from our listeners. Did we miss your favorite ice cream place in Columbus, or do you disagree with any of our options that we mentioned today? Do you have any suggestions for future episodes of this podcast? Get in touch with us by emailing online at thisweeknews.com, send us a tweet at thisweeknews, or comment on the This Week Food and Wine Facebook page. Thank you guys all for joining me today. And how can everybody get in touch with you? Lisa?
Reaching me by email, you know, lproctor@thisweeknews.com.
And you are the editor of which papers?
I edit Bexley, Gahanna, Westerville, and Grove City.
All right. And Jim?
I'm on Twitter at @feeshalive, FEESH alive.
Well, my blog is www.whatshouldwedotodaycolumbus.com, and I'm on Instagram at whatshouldwedotoday_cbus.
And Jenny?
I am Jenny Brittenbauer on Instagram, and that's J-E-N-I, and also J-E-N-I at jennys.com, J-E-N-I-S.com. And I love to get emails. I answer all of them, and I love that. So feel free to reach out with anything.
All right, perfect. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast through iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, or you can hear every episode on our website, thisweeknews.com. This is Abby Armbruster signing off. Stay hungry.